This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
In India some 6 years ago, AI-driven marketing tech platform Silverpush is now expanding into Southeast Asia. They are working with brands such as Samsung, Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Neutrogena, Cadbury and Unilever to enhance their audience engagement for customers in this region. And they do this by using advanced technology like video fingerprinting and content recognition technology, which helps contextualize real-time product campaigns for audiences, enhancing user experience on video platforms. To talk to us about what Malaysia, Singapore, and other countries in the region can soon expect from multi-screen advertising and how AI will be used to help brands maximize their audience engagement is Chief Revenue Officer of Silverpush, Kartik Mehta. Kartik, welcome to the show. First and foremost, Silverpush, it's not a new company. It's been around for about 6 years now. What was the pain point that the company hoped to address with its inception?
Wonderful. Thanks for inviting me to the studios. Yes, we've been around for 6 years. But the real growth, or I would say the real at the real time at which the company got to be known was in 2015, 2016, where we actually launched our first media product out there in the market. The first 3 years, obviously, for any tech company, once it launches, is all about trial and errors. Mm. You know, it's all about trying different technologies before you suddenly realized, wow, Eureka, that's the formula that works for the ad tech business. So I guess the real growth started to happen 2015, 2016, where we launched our cross-platform, cross-device targeted product, which is known as Parallels, which essentially was addressing the pain point, by marketers, by agencies, and by the overall ad tech industry in this entire phenomena, what we call as multi-screening, where consumers are now distracted from the television, which is a primary screen, and now spending a considerable amount of time on their secondary devices, whether it's a mobile phone, whether it's a tablet. So we launched this technology to address, this huge growing concern amongst advertisers and amongst marketers of the entire phenomena called multi-screening.
All right. So when I visited your website, it says, Silverpush, we plan, buy, measure and optimize TV and digital media. But what exactly do you do and how are you different from other cross-device advertising companies out there?
Correct. So I would say across APAC and the emerging markets that we operate in, I don't foresee competition here. So probably this technology is very unique across, Southeast Asia, across other markets of APAC, India, Africa, and the Middle East where we operate in. I honestly don't feel there's much competition out over there. This is obviously our patented technology. We've been granted a few patents out over there in the US, and there are a few others which have already been filed as well this year. So it's a patented technology which helps brands to record the uplift on digital. How are their audiences engaging on digital when a certain contextual moment happens on television? So let me explain, let me just explain it
yes.
with an example.
In simple English.
So when a brand is advertising on television, at the same moment of time, there are different things which are happening in the digital world. People could be searching, people could be viewing content on YouTube or streaming through other video platforms and so on and so forth. So how does a platform like ours correlate the trends on digital in real time, what is happening on television? So a brand's advertising on television, and what is the correlation with the audiences available on digital at that moment of time? So for us, everything boils down to the right moment. And because of our patented technology, we are able to track the audience behavior on digital in correlation to television.
So let me see if I understand what you're saying. Are you saying that I am watching television at the same time I pick up my phone to check something on social media, that I should be seeing correlating messages?
Absolutely. You bingo. I think you got it. You got it absolutely right.
But how does that happen? How can you ensure that someone sees a similar message or a message targeted to them when they're also on television? How does that work?
Correct. So it's all about the patented fingerprinting, the audio and video fingerprinting technology that we have in place, which is now able to identify all the television moments, you know, across all these countries, you know, all the television ads that are airing on television in real time. Now, by doing that, I am also able to find out what are the audiences doing on digital at that particular moment in time. Mm. So, for instance, if somebody is on his or her newsfeed or browsing through the Instagram stories, I am able to serve a contextually relevant message either to the brand or taking on its competition in real time on these digital platforms. Because I'm able to identify what is happening on television in real time. And that's the beauty of this technology.
We've recently seen a shift of people moving into on-demand streaming providers. You're talking about your Netflix, or people watch stuff off Popcorn Time or YouTube. They're not actually watching terrestrial television or cable TV anymore. So how do you foresee Silver Push keeping up with this moving forward?
Wonderful. So we already thought about it, and we've seen this behavior consistently across the last year and a half, where a lot of streaming platforms, a lot of video content is being consumed outside of the traditional social platforms that were there in place. Mm-hmm. Now, keeping that in mind, the new set of since you've gone through the website, you would also read about a new innovation that's coming through, which we've just kind of gone through the soft launch phase and actually launching it in early 2019 across all these markets. It's called Mirrors. Now, Mirrors is a contextually relevant product especially built for streaming platforms, mm-hmm. especially built for, video on demand kind of platforms, which serves contextually relevant ads basis what the user is watching as content on the streaming platform. Mm. Now, let me give you an example. So if you're watching sports, for instance, and if you're streaming a certain sports match across a streaming platform, your favorite footballer, is there on the field. How is my tech going to identify his face? Hmm. Or the logos that he has on his, on his T-shirt, on his jersey, and serve contextually relevant ads for those brands in real time on the video streaming platform. So this technology is able to detect faces, is able to detect logos, is able to detect emotions, whether it's a happy, if people are doing a hi-fi, or people are at the bar, or people are probably just having a good time, or people are not happy. It's a sad moment. So does a brand want to associate itself with a moment of ecstasy, a moment of happiness, or is it going to be more subdued in nature?
So are you telling me that if I'm watching a football match and a goal is scored and there I am, I'm happy, I'm elated because, it is a winning moment of the match, and all of a sudden a brand can come in and say, celebrate with XXX now. Is that what you're saying could be a possibility in the
Correct.
Future?
It's already our beta tests for this tech has already been done. So it's been beta stage for the last a quarter and a half, and the results have been phenomenal. Obviously, since it's in beta, I can't disclose the names of brands, but there have been beverage brands, there have been FMCGs, there have been banking institutions that have done quite a few tests just to see the effectiveness of this technology, because one, it's new, It's not been done before. Because traditionally what's been happening is people would rely on keyword-based targeting. People would rely on demographic-based targeting. But now is the time to shift and move to context-based targeting.
All right. So speaking of brands, when I looked you up, it says that you are working with brands such as Samsung, Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Neutrogena, Cadbury, Unilever. The list goes on. And Silver Push has been engaged to enhance the audience engagement for these brands in Southeast Asia. Could you possibly give us some examples of some of the projects that you've worked with these brands and the progress that you've made?
There have been several exciting projects that we've worked on. So, in fact, on the website also, you'll read about a lot of awards that we've won across APAC. So, how does a beverage brand reach out to its football fans? When there are key matches which are going on. You know, it could be Premier League. It could be La Liga, which is going on, or it's just the AFC Cup. So, how do brands engage with your audiences on digital? How do these beverage brands, how do these beer brands engage with your audiences on digital when there are key sporting events going on? Or how does an FMCG brand that's related in the laundry segment or a hair care segment? Mm. You know, both these segments are extremely, extremely competitive when it comes to advertising on television. You know, and it's very difficult for brands to break through the clutter, especially on television. So these brands work with us, using our sync technology to engage with audiences in real time.
When we come back, we discuss a privacy violation scandal Silver Push was involved in the US and how they've recovered since. Open for Business, we'll be right back in a few. BFM 89.9.
Burger, fries, Milo. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
This is Open for Business. My name is Audrey Raj. In the studio with me today is Chief Revenue Officer of Silver Push, Kartik Mehta. Now, if you're just joining us, Silver Push is an AI-driven marketing tech platform specializing in multi-screen advertising. The company helps brands maximize their audience engagement via real-time TV tracking by syncing TV and digital ad solutions. They've most recently expanded into Southeast Asia, with Malaysia recognized as a key market for growth. Silver Push has heavily pushed into Southeast Asia, and I understand that you recognize Singapore and Malaysia as key regional markets. Why Malaysia and Singapore specifically? Why are we a key market for growth?
So I personally believe, the momentum in terms of bringing innovation to Malaysia has been really high over the last 3 or 4 quarters. You also have a center of innovation that's pushing in digital companies to come in and set up shop in Malaysia. By offering them certain incentives in place. So I believe it's a more government-led directive that's wanting innovation to come into the country and help SMEs and help the overall digital economy as such. So I guess that's why Malaysia obviously has been a choice. Because we started our Southeast Asia expansion probably a year and a half back, at that point in time, obviously, it was Singapore which was obviously a natural choice for us, to set up a hub there. But after the expansion has been in place, we believe the second best, or the option that's obviously available to us next is going to be Malaysia.
What would you say have been the major challenges in moving into Southeast Asia? You said, of course, initially adoption was a bit difficult, to try and get people to understand the tech, of course. But that aside, what would you say have been the major challenges?
So I would say apart from adoption, I guess each market, though we say Southeast Asia is a region, but I would say each market is drastically different from the other. you know, the behavior of audiences in Indonesia is very different from Vietnam, and is quite different from audiences consuming content across Singapore.
Yeah.
Because you also got to understand that your internet speeds across all these three countries varies a lot.
Yeah.
You know, you could download, your download speeds across in Singapore is drastically different from what it is in Indonesia. Now, with different countries pushing in, you know, pushing in their infrastructure in terms of the 5G rollout and so on and so forth, you know, things would might look in good shape as we move into 2019, 2020. And then probably we could look at this region at par and say that, OK, now we could adopt, you know, now we could adopt a unified approach across all these countries. So I guess adoption, yes, because any new technology, one has resistance and then has, you know, then has, it takes time for people to absorb it, marketers to understand it and then implement it. So I guess a good part of 2018 has been spent in terms of generating a lot of awareness, you know, doing a lot of roadshows across different different countries, different genres. So I guess 2019 is the year where we are ready to take off.
There was something that I was reading just a couple of weeks back. It says here that a few years ago, Silverpush was in the news after raising hackles in the US over privacy violations. And this was linked to a certain tech that let your TV emit an ultrasonic beep, which then can be picked up by your smartphone or your device in order to track the efficacy of an advertisement or the performance of a program. Tell us about this episode or this spell and what came of it.
Sure. So this happened exactly 3 years. It still lingers on, but it's about 3 years old. And essentially, at that point in time, the technology was more built on the phone listening through ultrasonic sound that was being emitted, or you would say the ultrasonic sound was being tagged onto a certain television commercial.
Mm.
This ultrasonic sound was not audible to the human ear. So it's basically certain signals from the television that the phone picks up through using its microphone. But then again, it was basically through users' consent. You know, there were guidelines in place where the users would say that, yes, we want our phone to listen to the television sound. And it was absolutely not listening to any kind of human conversation. That's the first part. The second part, you know, most of this news appeared in the US. And the biggest, you know, for us, the biggest challenge there was we had no operations in the US.
Mm.
So I am, you know, I'm not really sure how did the US companies or how did the US bodies even reach to the conclusion? Because one, we haven't earned a single dollar by operating in the US. So I'm not really sure. But I guess it was a time where US was again going through its own privacy concerns. A lot of rumors being built around, you know, how the government turned around the election and so on and so forth, and how technology could have played a role in it. So I guess, you know, to me, I would say Silverpush was an easy scapegoat at that point in time. But post that, we actually discontinued the technology completely because we thought, let's not even move forward with it if we face such a lot of resistance coming in from, you know, there's news coming in from the US. Tomorrow it could come in from other regions. So we discontinued the technology completely by end of 2015 and launched TV Sync. I would say that's TV Sync 2.0 is what we launched in 2016 thereafter in India.
So there's no connecting tech between what happened in 2015 and with TV Sync 2.0 right now?
Absolutely. There is absolutely no connection. And once again, let me clarify, the tech in 2015 was not listening to human, was not listening to the human chat, which was happening. It was only listening to inaudible sounds, which were being broadcast through television. The users gave consent for the app to listen from the microphone. And even today, you know, I wouldn't name companies, even today across APAC and across in the US, there are still companies that do exactly the same thing. So I wouldn't name, you know, I wouldn't name companies, but if you do the, if you do your own research, you'll probably find there are still a handful of companies that still do this, still making their dollars sitting in the US. So I guess it's a scapegoat.
All right. What's next for Silverpush? There's been talk of a series funding coming up. How is that going?
Well, that's going well, and I guess when the time is right in 2019, obviously we'll make an announcement towards it. The funds, obviously, that we are trying to raise is going to be utilized for our expansion. You know, I would say deeper penetration into APAC. A couple of markets that we've identified already, Hong Kong and Korea being the two most prominent markets that we want to enter, APAC. And barring that, obviously, we've got a site set, you know, in the US, and this time with a far more prudent approach, and with the expansion coming through and with the new funds that we raise in 2019, US is pretty much on the cards for us.
I've been speaking to the Chief Revenue Officer of Silverpush, Kartik Mehta. Now, for more information on Silverpush and their AI-driven marketing tech, go visit their website, www.silverpush.co. And if you miss any part of this show, you know what to do. Go visit the website, bfm.my, to look for the podcast. Or you can also find our podcast on the BFM app, available now on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. And we are also on Spotify, so you can listen to us there as well. My name is Audrey Raj. Thank you for listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.